for soul winning. Is a rescue mission. We need to bring people to the knowledge of the truth. And the reality is their eyes are blinded. They don't know. They don't have the power to come out. They will say, I will leave today. But tomorrow they go back. After 2 days saying, I have stopped alcohol. On the third day, the hand starts to shake. And the head starts to be confused. And when they ask the friends, they will say, go and open the door. That means this person is a prisoner of sin. Is a prisoner of immorality. He wants to stop. But they find themselves back in their room of oppression. They will say in 2026, I am not going to commit sin again. Within 6 hours, they have already fallen. That means there is a power that is beyond the power of a human being to save himself. This power to save yourself only comes from Jesus. It is only Jesus that has the power to save sinners. And I want you to understand why we should engage in soul winning. Number one, it is the desire and heartbeat of God. It is the desire. It is the heartbeat of God. In fact, the Bible tells us, Ezekiel 18:23, that do I have the pleasure that the wicked man should die? Do you think God enjoys his own creation, who's made in his image and likeness? Going to hell? God is saying, I do not delight in the death of a wicked man. And when you understand the heart of God, it will break you when you see people lost in alcoholism. It will pain you when you see your family members have not accepted Jesus. Because the reality is, we are not going to the same place. Yes, they are your brothers, they are your parents. But we are not going to the same place until they accept Jesus. God's desire is that the wicked man turns and lives. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, he says, he desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. That means that God has a desire that all men. So, if you understand, soul winning is the heartbeat of God. And he wants them not just to be saved, but to come to a knowledge of the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is why when we come to the church, reveal Christ. We want you to, the Christ, the truth to be made clear to you. So that you can know Christ and he can also know you and you can also know yourself in Christ, because you are not apart from Christ. Christ is not just the title of Messiah, but it is a seat of authority. He was given the name Jesus Christ. And now this seat of the authority, Jesus does not sit there alone. Ephesians 2 verse 6. He says he has raised us up with him, together with him, and sat us together as in the heavenly places, far above. Far above.
Dominion.
1:6. He says, he has raised up to be kings and priests unto our God. When you are a king, the Bible says the word of the king, there is power in the word of the king. That is, the king speaks a thing and servants run to him. Who are the people who will run to do your work? He tells you, has he not given you angels who are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Now, you don't know who you are. And that is why he said, Ecclesiastes, that I have seen an evil under the sun. That princes are walking on foot, and beggars are riding on horseback. That is, the beggars are riding on V8s, and yet the princes are walking on foot. When God says, it is my desire, it is the pleasure of God to give you the kingdom, that means that God is not limited to bless you. But you have not come to the place where his voice will tell you what to do. You have not submitted yourself to the place where you can hear his voice. God wants you to study medicine. But you're saying, me, I fear blood. He tells you, I did not give you a spirit of fear. You say, me, if I see blood, I faint. Voice of God and the voice of the devil. People are hearing the voice of the devil more than the voice of God. Because their spirit, they come with their voice. So God is the first missionary God. When he finds Adam, he asks him, where are you? Adam said, I was naked and I hid. God asked him, who told you you were naked? Because in the library I gave you words. Naked was not there. Because you are already covered with the glory of God. How the glory left her. And he's naked. And God says, Adam, what did you do? Adam said, the woman. You see, with God, when he asks you a question, if you say, I am sorry, you are forgiven on the spot. But if you want to take the trouble to another person, you ask Adam again. He asked the woman, woman, what did you do? Woman said, like wife, like husband. She is running from the man. And the husband, because the husband said it is me. Tell me, I say. But will God speak to the snake? To ask the snake why? Snake is not made in his image. Not in his level. To his people. Made in his image and likeness. So he told the snake, because you have done this, you will be cast above the cattle. Maybe the snake used to have legs like a cow. That is why it is cast above the cattle. I don't know. We will find out that. He was told that now he will walk on your stomach. And all the days of your life, you're going to eat dust. What is dust? That's demon. Dust is flesh. So anyone that is living in the flesh, Adam was born from dust, he came. So if you are living in the flesh, you are food for the snake. And the snake is always looking for those in the flesh. Today you are holy. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And then after service, your girlfriend comes. And then you shift to the flesh. Then the devil was waiting to eat. You say this is the home of revelations and grace. They are flowing. Amen. Now, let me just quickly summarize the point of what this missionary was. There's something that God says. He said the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Will crush it! That is already redemption. You are fallen, and I'm giving you a way out. I'm going to send the seed of the woman. I'm going to send my own son. And he's going to rescue you. And he's going to change your situation. That you can come back into the garden. There's also something else he does. Because you are naked, I'm going to be the first person to share the life. So he kills an animal and makes for them skin and makes for them clothes. God loves you even before you knew him. You think you are lost. You think you are far. God knew why you came today. Maybe you thought you were too sick or too tired. But God pushed you to come and hear this word. Because it is God who loves us. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love in this way. That while we were yet sinners, he sent his son to die for us. We were still sinners. He already worked out salvation. From the fall of Adam. Even before the fall of Adam. The Bible says, 1 Peter 1:18, there you'll find that the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth were laid. That is before even God started creation. He said, this man I'm making, I know he will misbehave. Who will redeem him? You know, in the Godhead, they are just interacting freely. And Jesus said, I will go and die for them. And then God says, it is done. Now let us start creating. God is a missionary God. Number three. The message of salvation is not preached by angels. The message of salvation is preached by men. Angels do not understand grace. They don't understand grace. When the angels fell, they fell in eternity. They were judged in eternity. There is no repentance for the devil. He sinned in a time where there is no time. So because he sinned outside of time, the Bible says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. The only person who has time is you you and me. That is why God said to reveal to principalities and powers. To reveal to principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God. Grace is a manifold wisdom of God that angels don't understand. In the realm of angels, they come to Zechariah and say, your wife will have a son. Zechariah asked, how can this be? And the angel looks at him. I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And because you have doubted, your mouth shall be shut. Because in that realm, God's word is a command.
In the glory realm,
there is no room for error. Moses tried it.
Musa Hawa.
And God said, you will not enter. You will not enter. You will not enter. In fact, Moses cries to God so much. And God says, don't cry to me again this matter again. Now, when Cornelius was praying to God, he does not know Jesus. He does not know the truth. But he has been giving of his money. He has been fasting. He has been praying. Then an angel appears to him and tells him, go and send for the man called Simon. He is staying in the house of Simon in Joppa. And he will show you the way of truth. God needs you, flesh and blood, to preach the message of
salvation.
Some people are saying, I will only get saved if an angel appears to me. The angels will appear to you and send you to RCC. So that apostle can preach to you. Because the angels don't understand salvation. So when you pray, God, save my mother, save my father. If you pray and you don't preach, it is zero. Zero times zero is? Zero times zero is? So you pray and you preach. That's why God says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Luke chapter 10. Ask the Lord of the harvest, and he shall send for laborers into his harvest field. That means the harvest belongs to who? Belongs to God. That means all men belong to God. But he needs laborers to go and speak to this harvest. I tell you, turn from sin. Come back to Jesus. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few. The harvest is ready. There is no difficult man. There is no difficult place. There is no difficult country. You are just not the right laborer. Your prayer must be, God, make me the right laborer. God, make me the right deliver. The right harvester.
You're
not coming to deliver. You are just coming to harvest. Ah. The area of the demand. All of Juba.
Juba
is just waiting for harvest. People who know that their job is to preach. The person who saves is Jesus. The person who convicts the person is who? Is the Holy Spirit. The person who works the miracles is who? Is the Holy Spirit. Your job is simply to preach and leave the results to him. Is he asking you for a difficult thing? Number four. Jesus comes to seek and save the lost. He doesn't come for the righteous. That person that you think is lost completely. Those are the ones Jesus came for. He loves the sinners. He loves the sinners. But he hates the sin. He hates the sin. But he loves the sinner. And he wants this sinner to leave his sin and come to the light. They said, your master loves to eat and drink with sinners. And he is a glutton. He eats a lot. And he drinks wine a lot. Look how he's interacting with sinners. If he had known that this woman was a prostitute, he would not allow her to touch him. You see, religion does not want to touch the dirty people. The love of Christ. Even if it is in proposal land, that God has sent you. Those people who are walking naked, they also need to hear the Lord's message. He came to seek and save the lost. Number five. To win souls, you must have compassion. If you don't love people, you cannot win them. Because loving people means that they will disappoint you. They will disappoint you. Abuna, Apostle, will say, all the youth, on Tuesday, 5 p.m. We have an important meeting to plan for the overnight. Apostle will come here by 3 p.m. He will pray for you. At 5 p.m. He is alone. At 5:20. He is alone. At 6 p.m. Someone remembers to call and say, Apostle, Manesh, I am in 7th day, but I am coming. At 6:30, someone comes and says, I was coming to check if the meeting is today. And Apostle has to still love him and pray for you and bless you. You see, to love people, to win them, if you don't have love of God, you cannot win them. You cannot raise a church for 6 years if you don't have the love of God. I was seeing on the internet, there is a pastor. He said he started a church and he closed it. And he was asked, what was the reason? He said, I have a church of 100 people and the offering that people gave is 600 shillings.
situmia shillings.
And that 600, I am the one who gave it as offering. 100 people. The hearts are like stone. They come to church, they only want to receive. They are only asking, what will I get from this church? There is nothing in the heart to say, what will I give to this church? And it's not even about money. You can give your time. You can clean these chairs. You can clean the church. You can come and fix the toilet. There is something that God has given you. You cannot just be receiving,
Love.
Muhabba.
Number six.
Number
six. Soul winning must be led by the Spirit of God. And must be dependent on the Holy Spirit. You know? There are people you go and speak to, and the Holy Spirit says, stop. Leave this one alone. There are people like that. Paul himself, he wanted to go and preach in Asia. Asia. And the Bible says, the Spirit of Jesus prevented him from going to Asia.
Philip.
He's told by the Holy Spirit, go to by the road that leads to Ethiopia. And he followed the chariot. And he was told to walk next to it. And he had the Ethiopian read the book of Isaiah. And then he asked the Ethiopian, do you understand what you are reading? This is the one who brought the gospel to Ethiopia. When the missionaries came in the 1600s to Ethiopia, they found churches all over the country. This is the work of one Ethiopian eunuch. That's why the Bible says, even you eunuchs, don't say I am just a bright. God can use even one person. But evangelism must be led by the Spirit. You must know the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that will tell you what to say. Because each and every person is at a different point. Everyone that you're going to start. You greet them. You say, I want to preach to you. You start preaching like you're in a crusade. That is not how you preach. You speak with a pastor. How are you today? What is happening? Do you live here? You ask a question. A question that focuses on their going to heaven. You see, some people, when they are going to preach, they are going to preach their church. But the early church did not preach their church. They did not preach their denomination. The early church were not preaching that God wants to make you rich. Because you're going to preach to a Muslim man who owns five shops.
And who must it to come?
So prosperity is not a message to him. But there is something they lack. They don't know where they are going. They don't know. And that is the first question you must ask. Are you sure? Right now. And if you die, where are you going? When that question is asked, and even I'm asking you now, collapse now. You jump like this and you collapse. Because there are people who even die on the pulpit. Where are you going? You know if you're going to heaven? Or you're going to hell? And what makes you sure that you're going to heaven? If you don't have an answer, when we finish this, you're going to come here. Because I've also come for you to be saved. Because I want you to be sure of where you are going. You understand me? Number 7, I think. Yes. Okay, I will give you 8 points. Let me give you 7 before that one. The right message. That is why an apostle is teaching you the right message, Christ. On the day of Pentecost, what did Peter preach? Maybe let's read that. Acts chapter 2. Verse 36. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. He says, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says, let us read it. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they said, Peter, brothers, what shall we do? And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children, and for all who are afar off, whom the Lord our God will call. And he said, with many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them. He warned them and pleaded with them. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. And you can read and read and read. There was one message. This Jesus that you crucified, the Lord has made, God has made him the Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. He is King. He is the first. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the firstborn over all creation. By him all things were created. In him nothing was made that was made. He is the image of the invisible God. That is this Jesus that you crucified. He is God coming in human form. You crucified the Lord of creation. And that's why they asked, what shall we do? Soul winning is not ended until you have given the person an opportunity to make a decision for Jesus. There are people, they go and take food for people. Oh, they go and give people money. They go and give people halawa. They pray for the sick.
To make a decision.
When you are so many,
when you say you're finished evangelizing, it ends when they make a decision. You ask them, now, I want you to make a decision. But evangelism is not the end. We say God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that is why Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Obey everything I have commanded. And lo, I am with you until the very end of the age. At salvation, they are converts. But they are not yet disciples. Disciples are those who are ready to be taught. And that is why at times we wonder, we have preached to 200 people have received Jesus in the crusade. Only 10 came. And worse still, they come to a church where there is no discipleship. They go back to the one. So it becomes 0 times 0 is? So we bring them to Christ. But the end goal, we want them to be made disciples. That means disciples are not born. Disciples are made. Church is organized discipleship.
Hallelujah!
You are under the right pastor, shepherd. The Bible says, Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Thank God for the shepherds God has given who feed you with knowledge and understanding that you can become a disciple. The disciples have been made. Jesus says, Mark 3:15. He called the 12 that they might be with him, that he might send them. The first call is to be with Jesus. Then, if you are qualified, then he will send him. Apostle, you have very many strong young men. Raise them up. When they are men enough, show them another space somewhere. Instead of them fighting you for pulpit space, the Bible says sons shall defend the fathers at the city gates, not at the throne of their father. You show them another corner. And you show them now here is open ground. I can give you one speaker and one microphone. Go and start the way you saw it started. This is how the kingdom of God is built. You become a convert. You become a disciple. The disciple matures. And then now they are sent on assignments. 2 by 2. They first go and try, come back. Then when the disciple comes back, he's rejoicing. The demons are submitting to us in your name. I'm telling you, it is exciting to cast out demons.
you have casted out demons? Show me by your hand. One, itnin, talata, arba, khamsa, sita.
More people. So there is work. There is a lot of work. Tell yourself there is a lot of work for me to do. There is a lot of. Some of you are saying evangelism is the work of pastors. Casting out devils is the work of pastors. Is the work of every believer.
Yes.
When the disciples were scattered from Jerusalem because they were enjoying the food of Jerusalem, daily they were eating together. There was no poor person among them. If somebody finishes, someone sells the land they bring to the church. They eat, they enjoy. And they forgot the word that says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. There is some splitting of churches that is from God. There is some scattering that God has planted because he scattered them. But everywhere they went, they preached the gospel. They preached Christ. I'm going to stop here.